Graphic exclusive, 10 Migrant Drownings Over 2 Weeks in One Texas Border Area. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on March 21, 2022. Federal officials report a spike in the number of migrants drowning in the Rio Grande while attempting to illegally cross the border from Mexico. In the last 2 weeks, at least 10 drowned in the Del Rio sector, according to a source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection. A federal law enforcement official speaking with Breitbart Texas under condition of anonymity reported the deaths of 8 migrants who drowned in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas, during the past 2 weeks. The photo provided by the official serves as a warning about the dangers of the swiftly moving waters of the Rio Grande at this time of year. These drownings resulted in Marine Unit Border Patrol agents having to recover the bodies of 8 victims. One of these victims was a 4-year-old child who was swept out of the mother's arms by the current, Breitbart Texas reported. A few days later, as Breitbart toured the region and spoke with Marine Unit agents, the agents found the child's lifeless body. In addition to the 8 drowned migrants in Eagle Pass, agents in Del Rio recovered the body of a 1-year-old Brazilian girl from the Rio Grande on March 18, independent journalist Holly Bradley tweeted. The child was reportedly swept away from her father while crossing the river. He is also presumed to have drowned, but his body has yet to be recovered. 2/3 the sheriff says the father hasn't been found. This is the 3rd death of a child 4 years/or under in the last week in Del Rio sector. The sheriff says water levels are high. The Amistad Dam has been releasing water to RGV in Mexico. Photo: if you're not familiar with ops and agreement, pic.twitter.com/CUCOR8SUB. Ali Bradley, at Ali Bradley, March 18, 2022. Dr. Corinne Stern, medical examiner for Webb County, Texas, told Breitbart she is shocked at how quiet the media has been with this. While she does not have numbers from Maverick County, Texas, for this year, Eagle Pass is the county seat for Maverick County. She said the operational agreement between the two counties has not been renewed and Maverick County is holding the bodies. We had 296 crossing deaths come through this office last year, Dr. Stern told Breitbart. 104 were from Webb, Laredo, and 72 were from Maverick, Eagle Pass, most of theirs were drownings. She added that she too has heard about a large number of migrant deaths in Maverick County. At this time, specific numbers are not available from her agency. Another tragedy confirmed. Dyke, our agents are provided peer support services to help them cope with these types of incidents. No matter how many times they see something like this, it always takes a toll. Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens, at U.S. Beep Chief Threat, March 19, 2022. Breitbart, Texas reached out to CBP officials for confirmation of the number of drownings in a short period of time in this single Texas border sector. Officials responded they would not release these numbers at this time and offered no further comment. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.